The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
David Avella.
Mr. Speaker, this is David Avella. You being a historian, are the founding fathers rejoicing at the states having such control and that we are battling state by state to decide who our two, both parties, nominees are going to be?
Well, actually, Cliff and I are actually have a movie coming out in May on George Washington, so we've been spending a lot of time with the founding fathers. I would say they'd be split. I think Hamilton would be shocked at all of this popular uprising, and Jefferson would be dancing every day thinking it's so wonderful that the people have risen up. I actually think the right analog is a generation later with Andrew Jackson, who's the first real populist to win power in America. And I think what you're seeing, look, Cruz a year ago would have been seen as the extreme outsider, unacceptable, anti-establishment. Trump has now normalized Cruz. So you now have Trump and Cruz, and here's this poor establishment over here, which has been drifting steadily away from its base, and all of a sudden they're discovering you can't be an establishment if you're not established.
Yes, you can't be a parade if there's nobody behind you, Scott. You know, and that's what's happened. It's not so much, you know, as some would say, even in the Democratic Party, they ask, well, why did you leave the party? He said, well, I didn't leave the party. The party left me. And I think that's what's happening as well in the Republican on the GOP side. And it's interesting. Maybe it's just the era that we're in. We're in this transitionary phase. Again, I think Marco Rubio had it right that we're moving into this clarion call for a new form of government, and new that is going to be brought on by, you know, a revolution of, you know, thought, not necessarily like what we had that, you know, that gave birth to this great American experiment, but a revolution nonetheless, where we need to be reborn and to really, I think, get connected with our significance and what our purpose in the grand scheme is all about. You know, we battered about America shouldn't be the police of the world, but clearly we have been, you know, for many decades now, the leader of the world, and currently we kind of stepped away from that position, and as a result of that, you know, people have lost sight, and I know that we have allies that have come to the president and said, look, you know, we need you to get involved here. And, you know, that's not happening. But that's part of what, you know, I think is part of our purpose.
And that's one of the big problems, though, is because not only have we not been paying attention to things overseas to where we can help in those, we haven't really paid attention to stuff at home either.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So what have we been doing? What has our government been doing? Because the country has slowly declined, as well as our relationship with the world.
We've lost focus, Scott. That's really what it comes down to. I mean, you have to realize what the purpose of government is all about. And, you know, and what happens, the purpose of government by the elites has been, you know, to get me reelected. It's not about, you know, serving the constituency. It's about getting me reelected so I can get wealthy. I mean, look at what happened. Sadly, I'm not saying everybody, but too much the order of the day in the form of our elected officials is, look, they come out, they come in, and they're not very, you know, they don't have a lot of wealth, but they come out and they're very wealthy, and you go, well, what happened here? The only difference is they were a senator or a congressman in influential positions, and somehow they were allowed because, you know, disturbingly, even until recently, the ethics committee for the Congress said, hey, it's okay to do insider trading. It took Peter Schweitzer here several years to turn that, you know?
I've always said that politicians shouldn't be your career.
Yeah.
Nobody should ever say that I was a career politician because obviously you lose touch with things.
I'm a term limits kind of guy for that specific reason. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour, America. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, it's great to have you along with us. We invite you to get involved in the conversation. This is a political correctness, kind of free zone, all right? We don't want to be stepping on ourselves regarding our language. You know, we want to be able to speak openly, exercise our First Amendment right, because we've been told that our speech is invalidated, and it is a little awkward until we get enough practice to be able to talk about some of these things that are so needed to be discussed. With us right now is Mallory Quigley, the communications director for Susan B. Anthony List. As communications director of the List, Mallory oversees messaging and communications for Susan B. Anthony and its entities, including Women Speak Out PAC and the Charlotte Logier Institute. SBA List is a national pro-life group dedicated to electing pro-life leaders with an emphasis on women and advancing life-saving laws. Mallory, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate this because last week, the whole issue of pro-life, Trump, kind of tripping on himself, speaking of, political correctness. But I think that he violated a little bit more than that. He was inartful, as some would say. Some would call it a gaffe on his comments about abortion.
Absolutely. I think one thing that was made clear, a week ago now, is that Donald Trump, he says he's a convert to the pro-life issue. We take him at his word. I'll never judge someone's heart on that issue, but it's obvious that he has not thought very deeply about what it means to be pro-life and what the policy implications are for our movement and the things that we're pushing right now. He's just not thought it through. And he made a major misstep last week. He completely misrepresented the pro-life movement, which has never advocated for the punishment of women, only for the abortionist, the person that is profiting off of the destruction of the life of the child and the wounding of the mother. So he completely missed the suffering of the woman in the case and also the culpability of the abortionist. And we responded really quickly to let him know that's just not the pro-life position.
Exactly. Well, it's been kind of goofy here lately anyway regarding this whole issue. In terms of who should be punished, especially after this last round when Planned Parenthood is selling baby parts, and the filmmaker who captures this egregious offense, all of a sudden he's in trouble more so than Planned Parenthood, and like Planned Parenthood gets off scot-free.
You're absolutely right. I mean, Planned Parenthood, which is a $1 billion-a-year abortion business, completely centered on making money. If you look at their own annual reports, they do less and less non-abortion services each year. Abortions stay steady or increase. And now, I was reading that David Daleiden, the filmmaker, the actor filmmaker you were speaking about, his home was raided last night by the Attorney General. in California who is running for Senate and is backed by Planned Parenthood and supports Planned Parenthood. So we're looking into that there. I mean, it seems like a major conflict of interest to me, but it's just so messed up. And, you know, abortion, it fundamentally, it destroys that relationship between mother and child. And our movement is all about restoring that and punishing women by very nature of the culture that we're living in, have been coerced in some way, shape, or form into that decision. Whether or not they come to regret it or go through some sort of healing. But I think that's why punishing women does not restore that relationship.
Exactly. Well, you know, the thing is, and when I heard him say that, my immediate thought, Mallory, because for me, being a Christian and talking to many women who have experienced an abortion, the grief that they carry is so deep and profound. And one of the things that I found pretty incredible was that every woman I spoke to a person, could tell me how old that child would be. I mean, that's pretty heavy to be carrying something like that. So I don't know in terms of punishment. I think that he really got, I mean, I give him the benefit of the doubt and say, like you, and say that Chris Matthews did a great job. He tied him up in knots. Chris Matthews is one of these interviewers. It's like a game of chess, and he's looking to checkmate you. He's not looking necessarily to advance and expand the conversation, and if you want to get into that. But like you noted here, Mallory, I mean, Donald Trump is, he really set himself up because he's been, you know, in several positions on this issue, and you'd think by now somebody would sit him down and say, look, we need to articulate a message here that makes sense because, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, women, you know, one part they want to, you know, side with you, and then the next minute you're kind of shooting them in the head.
Well, I mean, I think that, and my boss, Marjorie, has said this before, if you can't pass the Chris Matthews test, and the hardball test is difficult, you're not ready for a general election with Hillary Clinton, who is very polished and has done her own, you know, made her own series of comments in these last couple of days, really threading the needle, trying to portray herself as a moderate when, in fact, she is the most extreme a pro-abortion candidate we've seen in a long time, even to the left of Barack Obama on this issue. But Trump, yeah, I mean, he just needs to, like with any other issue, and this is one thing we do at Susan B. Anthony List in endorsing candidates and advocating and backing them, we articulate to them that you've got to know what you're talking about on this issue, because it's not the policies that that people have a problem with. If you look at all the polls show, the majority of Americans, even women in higher numbers than men, want to start with stopping abortion after 5 months, getting us on, you know, the same page as even liberal European countries where abortion is more regulated. So stopping late-term abortion, cutting off funding for abortion businesses like Planned Parenthood, these policies are popular. And the legislators and the politicians that advocate for them have a winning message, but they've got to understand how to talk about it. If you're pro-life, think deeply about what it is that brought you to that position. Not everybody, you know, we haven't all been cradle pro-lifers. Lots of us have had conversions. So walking people through that, talking with empathy and compassion for the woman and the child that are involved, and then explaining, I mean, there is a very winsome way to talk about this issue, and candidates need to be prepared for it just as they would be for questions on the economy, immigration, foreign policy. It treat it just like any other issue because of what we've seen it do in the last week, that it's got the potential to dominate a news cycle for days on end, which is something I haven't seen for a couple of years now.
And it can certainly have an effect on the vote. Look what happened with the evangelical vote. You know, surprisingly to me, Trump has been able to garner a lot of evangelicals in the earlier primaries, but clearly Wisconsin told us that you know, evangelicals fled from Mr. Trump this time.
Yeah, that's right. He got the highest support among evangelicals that he has, I believe, the entire campaign. And that's because he's a very articulate pro-life candidate. And we've said at Susan B. Anthony List, you knew since before the Iowa primary that if pro-life is your number one issue, consider alternative candidates to Donald Trump. You know, he says he's pro-life. We take him at his word. He has made concrete commitments, but there are stronger candidates on
exactly.
the issue.
And well, Mallory, we're all out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Mallory Quigley, Communications Director for Susan B. Anthony List. Thank you so much, Mallory. Have a great day.
When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today. Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now. Well, it's time for us to do something.
Bill Martinez Live.
Right now.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, as always. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. Hey, with us right now, a lot of fun. Are you hungry? If not, I know as soon you will be. We've got Daphne Oz with us, New York Times bestselling author, public speaker, TV host. She's been one of the five co-hosts on ABC's hit Lifetime series, lifestyle series, I should say, The Chew. Since the premiere in September 2011, Daphne and the Chew team earned their first Emmy in 2015 for Outstanding Informative Talk Show Host. Daphne, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Hey, great to have you with us. Congratulations with The Chew and everything that you guys have been doing. What a great treat.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, I always say I get paid to hang out with my friends and eat delicious food. It is not a bad gig.
Well, hey, and I like the opening question here. Cheesinality, do you have it? Turns out that people, yeah, exactly. I do have it. I have to admit. It turns out that people who love grilled cheese have certain personality traits. That's interesting, and that make up their cheesinality. Now, here during the National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Month, to talk about cheesinality and teach us how to take your grilled cheese from Gouda to great. Daphne is with us, as I say, from ABC's popular TV show, The Chew. Daphne, tell us about cheesinality and how it's determined.
Yeah, I really look at cheesinality as that added layer of personality you're guaranteed to have if you are a cheese lover like I am, or a grilled cheese lover. And believe it or not, they actually do studies on this, on people like us. And people who love cheese, love grilled cheese, it turns out we are 86% of us, I should say, are more charitable, more adventurous, and we love to travel. So I really think of us as just excellent specimens of humanity.
Yeah, why not? Yes.
You know, I don't know anyone who doesn't love a grilled cheese. And the nice thing is I think most people grew up with some version of it, generally with American cheese or cheddar cheese. Maybe you had that cup of tomato soup to go along with it. But what we're seeing now is this incredible boom in the creativity that chefs are having and that home cooks are having with what they can do with the humble grilled cheese. I'm actually here on behalf of Arla today, and it really is so delicious, right? Every selection around me right now looks so good. I wish you were here to share it, because we're doing things with like Fontina cheese, which is a great cheese to start with if you're used to the classic American or cheddar. It's a really mild cheese. It melts beautifully. It's really soft and creamy, and it just gives you that beautiful pull when you bite into the sandwich and pull it back, and you get that string of cheese happening, which is so classic. And we're doing that with bacon and avocado. Always wins you some friends. We got Gouda cheese, which is a little bit smokier. We're doing that with some jalapeno and roasted red peppers. And then one of my personal favorites is some Havarti cheese with caramelized onions and fresh sliced pear. And it's this beautiful, sweet, savory combination. The pear, as it warms up, gets really soft and creamy there too. And of course, that sweet savory, I just think immediately gives people something new to sink their teeth into when they're enjoying a grilled cheese.
Well, whoever said that, grilled cheese sandwiches couldn't be an adventure here? You've just turned it into a delightful, great-tasting adventure, huh?
All this cheesinality just going in my head right now. Do you think it's one of those things where you're seeing more and more on restaurant menus, people taking classic comfort foods, taking foods that you may have had humble beginnings around your dinner table at home, and really making them elevated and taking them to just to like newfound heights with all these different really simple but sometimes exotic flavor combos that make grilled cheese very exciting.
Exactly. Well, and there's something special about grilled cheese sandwiches and making them for your family, isn't it?
Absolutely. I've got two little kids. One of them is 5 months old, so he's not eating anything. But my daughter Philo is two, and she loves to be in the kitchen with me. It's one of our favorite ways to spend the afternoon, and making sandwiches together is one of those great, easy things we can do. And it's also a great way for me to expose her to different flavors. I mean, there's very few things you could do to a grilled cheese to make me not like it, and I've gotten her trying spinach and some different sauteed vegetables that I'll add in there. This pear combo she actually really likes a lot. So if you've got picky eaters on your hands, it's a great place to start to introduce some new delicious flavors. And if you want some more inspiration for these sandwiches, you can head on over to ArlaUSA.com.
Well, Daphne, we thank you so much for stopping in, getting us hungry, and giving us all these great options and to increase that cheesinality factor that we have, right?
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Here we go, Daphne Oz on Bill Martinez Live. And Scott and I were just talking about, you know, grilled cheese is grilled cheese. Once you start putting meat in it, it becomes a melt. I guess we violated some cheesinality rules of some sort. But, heck, you know, I'm hungry, Scott. I don't know about you.
I'm starving now. So.
Hey, you know, we haven't talked about the Major League Baseball season. Speaking of starving and the options that are available, I mean, it's no longer just, you know, hot dogs and Cracker Jacks. I mean, the food offerings at these baseball stadiums is unbelievable.
They're fantastic. Yeah. You can go there and gain 10 pounds.
just walking through the turnstile with all the food options in there.
Well, where else are you going to get grilled ribs, or bratwurst, and a beer, right?
Yeah, why not? I mean, you know, and to do that at home, it takes a lot more time than you have on your hands, so it's just easier. But but certainly the options have expanded beyond. I imagine the founders of baseball, the way it's evolved, they're really excited. I mean, it just goes to show you where they can make the money, because they're not making it on the field.
Buying peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
There's not enough profit margin. Not when you can bring out the brats and all the other stuff. And next thing you know, the cost of a meal at a ball game, you think, hey, in the old days, you could buy it a couple bucks. Forget it, man. You better bring the ATM card.
I'm not a huge baseball fan. It's probably my least favorite sport of the big four. Mm-hmm. But I will go to a baseball game anytime somebody asks me. It's actually one of my favorite things to go to the ballpark and watch.
Yeah.
But if I have to watch it on TV, I'm out.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I got to tell you, I some of these minor league, and I'm, you know, because I spend time in Florida, I'm there in Port St. Lucie, and they have the Mets. I think it's the AA team that's there, and I have a chance to go there. And it's like baseball, old school. You know, it's just good to be sitting there. Hey, speaking of baseball, I got a sweet story here about an 89-year-old woman from Michigan. Says she wants to sing. She wanted to sing the national anthem before she died. What makes this so neat is that she is a survivor of the Holocaust. Her family, many of them perished at Auschwitz concentration camp, including her parents and three brothers. She was a native of Czechoslovakia, came to the United States soon after she was freed, and her husband Bernard took her to a Detroit Tigers game. And so she's always wanted to sing the national anthem. And lately, my thought was, for all that she's gone through and how much she realizes what America and freedom stands for, and for her to want to sing the national anthem, it's almost like you want to put her in a protective sort of way. But it's like, you know, these kids, they got these kids that are stomping on our flag, you know, and just being absolutely, and we understand. I mean, Judge Scalia said, look, it's free speech. We have to protect the flag. But, you know, we have to protect our freedom for free speech and all that. But, you know, there is some responsibility that comes with any freedom. And when you understand what this woman has gone through, you know, and how much she appreciates this country, Hermina Hirsch is her name, 89 years old. I bet she could teach a thing or two to these people who are being disrespectful to our flag, and especially in front of vets. Because I got to tell you, as a vet, we have a very, you know, unique closeness and affinity to that which represents the freedom of our country, the American flag. And it's very, very difficult when we see people disrespect it, you know, like at a ball game or anywhere, you know, when they're moving around, you know, during the singing of the national anthem. You know, we see that as disrespect, and it's a grievance to us, more so than, you know, a Donald Trump chalk sign on a college campus, you know. But my thought was, boy, what would these kids say to a woman who understands truly what freedom is all about, having survived Auschwitz? And she gets her dream come true. She gets to sing the national anthem at a Detroit Tigers game. How much fun is that? It's just about 28 minutes after the top of the hour, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us, as always. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. We come to you now 3 hours every day, 9 to 11 Eastern Time on this SCG Radio Network. And with us right now, Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us, who received his Ph.D. in political science from Harvard University. He's currently a senior staff reporter for WND.com. Jerry, it's always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Great to be back with you. Thank you.
Hey, congratulations. We got a new book coming. Do you feel like sometimes with some of these books, the way they come out, it's like, you know, the scene from Gone with the Wind? I don't know nothing about birth and no babies, but they just keep coming, huh?
Well, this new book is going to be, called Partners in Crime, and yes. It's about the Clinton Foundation and how Bill and Hillary Clinton have monetized the White House and the State Department criminally,
exactly.
personal advantage using the Clinton Foundation as a piggy bank.
Mm-hmm. It is amazing how she's been able to get away with this, especially after the expose by one Peter Schweitzer on the Clinton Foundation. I guess maybe she's just got so many people taking shots at her that they just don't know what gun to shoot, I guess.
I think it's going to be very serious because the email investigation, very few people realize, of Hillary Clinton is two-pronged. Mm-hmm. One, that she violated national security regulations for handling classified material by having a private email server offline from the State Department. And secondly, that what they call official acts, that she used her office as Secretary of State for the personal benefit of herself and her husband getting contributions to the Clinton Foundation using these official emails through her private email server for that purpose.
Well, you know, you listen to her, and she couches her words very carefully. I mean, this is the woman that, along with her husband, that invented the concept of plausible deniability, right?
Yes, I mean, and the concept, you know, we have to know what the meaning of the word is, which is like, you know, the distinctions Hillary makes is lawyerly distinctions. I don't think I'm going to cut it with the FBI investigators. I think the investigation is proceeding to a recommendation to indict. Whether Attorney General Lynch politically accepts that recommendation or not, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in the summer, June, July, and the book will be out, Partners in Crime, about July 12th, mm-hmm. I expect this to be a major issue at that time. And we're going to, one way or the other, I think the email server and the Clinton Foundation are going to be to the detriment of Hillary Clinton if she is the candidate.
Well, I'll tell you, Dr. Corsi, speaking with several attorney generals, former attorney generals, with all these emails, they're saying there's at least a dozen that are ripe for indictment, but they probably, because of maybe some backdoor deal that Bill and the president have made, that they're going to offer her some sort of cover, and that they probably will likely get her on, you know, on lying. Because that seems to be the case, whether it's Martha Stewart or whoever, it's an issue of lying as opposed to breaking the law. Because, you know, I thought breaking law was pretty simply understood, but in today in the Beltway, unless you're really caught red-handed and your hand is in the cookie jar, somehow you're still able to get away with it.
Well, I think this case is one the FBI seems to be doing a serious job, and these statutes are written very specifically. The rules and laws for handling classified information don't leave much room for wiggle.
Mm-hmm.
And a foundation's what they call enormous, it's a capital sin to use a foundation for personal gain, utilizing tax exemptions from the IRS and charitable deductions to really enrich yourself. And if that was done by manipulating the Office of Secretary of State through these emails, using inside information and official acts to get paid for it through the foundation. I mean, these are serious charges, and I don't think that the Clintons are going to easily dodge these. Yet they may not be prosecuted politically, and that drama is yet to play out.
Exactly. Well, speaking of politically, we just had Wisconsin. Let's talk about the Republicans first. Here, the delegate count looks like it's going to be tough for Donald Trump, much less Ted Cruz, to hit that magic 1237 before Cleveland.
Well, you're right. This is the narrow pathway for Donald Trump yet is there. I mean, there's about 750-some delegates to be chosen in that range after Wisconsin. And Trump's going to win about 500 of them. And Cruz, you know, is at 500. He'd have to win all 700 and whatever delegates are left, which is really impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So Cruz, I think, mathematically cannot get to 1237, the number of delegates needed to win on the first ballot. He can be a spoiler. He can get enough delegates in the remaining primaries to prevent Donald Trump from getting to 1237. And I think that's Cruz's current strategy, to try to throw the convention in July in Cleveland into a second ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, he can try to switch over to himself delegates on the first ballot who are pledged to Donald Trump that are really persuaded by Cruz to be Cruz delegates, or were appointed as originally to be Trump delegates, but were really Cruz supporters.
Well, what about Marco Rubio's? What about Marco Rubio's delegates? He's got about 172, something like that.
And again, those could be thrown into the mix, and so could the delegates that Kasich has. I mean, these are when what a brokered convention means is that essentially a lot of horse trading goes on between the candidates and the party. And Karl Rove will be trying in there to prevent any of the current candidates on the first or second or maybe third ballot at the convention in July from getting enough delegates, the 1237, to be nominated as the candidate and try to get a dark horse. Maybe Paul Ryan or another one of the GOP leadership centrists that Karl Rove supports, not a Tea Party favorite like Ted Cruz or Donald Trump, who represents the true outside of the system businessman solution. So clearly not part of the GOP leadership in D.C.
Well, let's take a quick look here. We've got a couple minutes left here to the Democrats. We've already talked about Hillary Clinton's vulnerability. I'm not sure she can be sashaying down Pennsylvania Avenue in an orange jumpsuit and be able to hold the number one office on the planet. But surprisingly, Bernie Sanders is giving her a real run. And about the time she looks over her shoulder, she wants to aim at Trump. She has to realize that she still has a fight in her hands with one Bernie Sanders.
Well, that's right, Bill. And if Hillary is damaged by the FBI investigation and possible criminal indictment, the Department of Justice on this email scandal, or the Clinton Foundation part of the email scandal, it's going to seriously question whether she should be the candidate, even if she's the continued front runner before the Democratic convention. It is conceivable to me that Sanders is sticking around, you know, waiting to see what happens on this FBI probe of Hillary's emails, to be there should she have to withdraw from the contest. And the other thing I think that Sanders is showing in winning so many of the primaries is that Hillary is likely to be a very poor general election candidate.
Exactly, right.
She doesn't seem to be getting much enthusiasm from the core Democratic base, which seems to be moving even further to the left than Barack Obama, because Sanders clearly has a history as a socialist. I mean, he's outspoken being a socialist.
Right.
And the millennials supporting Sanders, it's not clear, will support Hillary if, in fact, she emerges as the candidate. So I think the Democrats have a lot of problems themselves in figuring out who their candidate's going to be and whether that candidate's going to be viable. If it's Hillary Clinton, she might be the favorite of the party, but the question is, will the Democratic core voters get out and support her enthusiastically or not? I don't think they will.
Exactly. I agree with you. Dr. Jerome Corsi has been our guest, senior staff reporter for WND.com. Jerry, as always, good to have you with us. Thank you so much.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10, 2, and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the new Zenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the new Zenup, because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The new Zenup Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live. Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez coming at you live. It is time for John LeBoutelier to be with us, a political conservative commentator, analyst, former congressman, and author of Harvard Hates America. John, always good to have you with us. Welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. Nice of you to say that, and it's nice to be back with you.
Hey, congratulations to the political insiders. You get to hang with two of my favorite Democrats, Pat Goodell and Doug Schoen. How much fun has this become for you?
Oh, it's great. You know, it's great. We love the show. The three of us work well together. We, you know what? We agree on like 95% of stuff about the political mess that the country's in. And we think we have the best political analysis show on television because we tell the truth. We're not spinning for any one campaign. And we really dig in way farther than other people on these shows do. Because exactly. We've all worked in campaigns all our adult life. And,
right.
And all the other shows, they have a reporter asking another reporter, well, what do you think about something? But you know what? I don't care what they think because they don't know anything.
Right. Well, that's what you know. That's what bothers me, and it's interesting you should bring that up. Even Hillary Clinton the other day said, "I think." Hey, wait a minute, you're a candidate. We have to, you know, tell me you believe in something. Don't tell me that you think about something, because at this point in the game, I need somebody who is willing to fall on their sword for whatever issue it is that we're dealing with, whether it has to do with the economy or our national security or immigration or the tax plan, you know, on and on.
Exactly.
Well,
but
you know,
candidates just feed you a bunch of pre-cooked stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, speaking of the candidates and what's happening out there, you know, this is a train wreck on both sides with what's happened with the GOP and the Democrats. How are you guys assessing what's going on here right now, besides feeling like maybe you're at a NASCAR race just waiting for an accident to happen?
Or demolition derby, where you know, remember that thing?
You'd yes, see exactly.
It.
Yeah,
run out in this dirt track, and there'd be like 30 cars, and they run into each other. And the winner is the last one that could move.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That's what this thing is, at least on the Republican side. And so I keep saying since last summer, and one day it happened on the show on a Sunday night live, I said it, and I got a lot of grief for it. And now Doug and Pat urged me to keep saying it because they've come to believe it too. So here's what my line is, Bill. The next president of the United States is not yet in this race.
Oh, wow.
And I believe it. Because I look at Sanders and Hillary, are either one of them going to be president of this country? No. Trump and Cruz, are either one of them going to be president? I don't think so. And Kasich is not worth talking about anymore. So somebody else has to somehow get into this race somewhere because the country's not even happy with these choices. They don't like these people. The ratings are terrible.
It's going to have to be somebody, John, that, you know, in 3.5, maybe 4 months, if you're lucky, that could really coalesce everybody, that would just be, you know, somebody coming out of nowhere. And maybe, you know, the voters say, why didn't we think about this earlier? You know, it's going to be somebody as a huge surprise that would be able to bring everybody together. I mean, with all the passions running so heavy and hot for one Donald Trump and one Bernie Sanders, how do you in a general market context, how do you pull this all together considering, you know, people always just like to, I guess, have some fun and think of the possibility of Hillary in an orange jumpsuit, you know, sashaying down Pennsylvania Avenue, you know, for her inauguration. Ain't going to happen. I just don't see that happening. I think we're just exercising ourselves in even going there much. But, you know, it just makes, I guess, you know, when the conversation stalls out, it gives you something to talk about.
Right. Well, but, first of all, I think that the country does want to be brought together. I think that the appeal of Trump and Sanders, we know what that is. That the people who feel alienated from the government, from their political parties, the system, the thing is rigged against them. And if there's going to be a leader emerging, he or she has to take the anger that Trump appeals to. But the candidate can't be an angry person. See, that's the problem with Trump. Is he's become an angry guy. Instead of being like Reagan, who took, we had anger back in 1980. I ran that year too, along with Reagan. And the voters were shell shocked over gas lines, the hostages, all that stuff.
Exactly.
And Reagan came along and he understood the anger, but he wasn't a personally angry man. And Trump is an angry, screwed up guy. I think we've come to see that. It's amazing to watch him. He's appealing, but he also is a big turnoff to a lot of people. And if there's going to be another candidate that's going to come in here, he or she has to be a turn on, not a turn off.
Exactly. Well, John, interesting you should bring this up, because even from a business standpoint, because you have to give Donald Trump his due when it comes to business and his business acumen. But I'm surprised, even as a, you know, a CEO and a very successful businessman, one of the things that you learn in business, and you don't even have to go to Harvard to figure this out, but leadership will tell you, do not get inside the bubble. And by that, they mean you need to be outside of, you know, the working people to lead the working people to where they need to go, so to speak. Okay? And to your point exactly, as Trump has gotten so far, he's crossed over that barrier. He's gotten so far inside the bubble that he's given up leadership capital, you know, in order to get there.
Oh, he's absolutely. He has killed himself for the general election in order to try to win the GOP nomination. And he didn't need to do it this way. With what he has going for him, you remember how he said, well, my voters like me so much that if I go out on Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, I wouldn't lose one vote.
Yeah, one.
And that those 35% who love Donald Trump, they're for him no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. But his job should have been to build on to that by getting other people to also like him. And the way you do that is you change your approach. And he refuses to do it. And so he's mired at 35%, what he got basically in Wisconsin the other day. There'll be an aberration. There'll be a New York State where they know him very well, where he'll get more. But if he doesn't make it to win the nomination, it's going to be only because he chose to be an angry candidate instead of a statesman-like candidate.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about, oh, I could be presidential if I wanted to be. Well, we haven't seen that he can be. Mm-hmm. I don't think he really wants to be.
Well, we've been experiencing almost 8 years of divisiveness. We've become, I've said to our listeners, we've become the ununited States of America with all the hyphenation and the demarcations and the separation of races and identifications and all that sort of thing, that we've really lost our focus and our mission of what America stands for here, John. And I think that's one thing I'm hearing across the country, maybe you as well, is that people are freaking out. They're saying to me, Bill, for the first time in my life, I think we're going to lose this great experiment. I feel it slipping through our fingers right now.
Yeah, well, I've heard it for years, and I don't blame people for worrying about it and worrying that their children's life is going to be less good than their lives have been, which is a first in America. I think, but listen, the Trump slogan, which he took from Reagan,
yes,
"Make America Great Again," the best slogan ever, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. it fits the time right now. The country wants the people want the country to be great again, and that starts with a leader who acts like the country's great. And that the people are great, and that whatever problems we have, we can fix them. Now, we've always fixed everything in this country, and we will fix this too. It takes a little longer than we would like, but we get it done.
Well, we have to use the right people, John, to get it fixed. We cannot count on the government, quote unquote, the elites, to fix it up, because they have fixed it up in the wrong direction for us. When you have them, you know, trying to promote themselves as the government of everything and the answer to all our ills, this is a government that's been established based on self-responsibility and the power of we the people. We've abandoned that concept, and we're paying a big price for that, I believe.
We've really abandoned it. We've become a nanny state, a country of wimps, where you can't say anything that you believe anymore for fear of being whacked for being politically incorrect. I mean, it's really pathetic.
Yeah, you can't even write it down in chalk anymore, John. I mean, you put people into the fetal position, and it requires all kinds of therapy. And these at our universities, is that, I mean, that's pretty disgusting when you think about where we've gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I saw this happening when I was a kid.
Yeah.
At Harvard, you know, and I wrote that book, Harvard Hates America, because I saw it there. I didn't really understand it, but I got a handle on it. That was 40 years ago. And now it's all over the country, in the high schools and all the colleges, this crazy attitude that has changed the way the young think in America a lot. Why right. So many of them love Bernie Sanders.
Exactly. Well, it's a call for leadership, John. That's what we need. And, you know, we'll see if your prescient idea comes through and, you know, that we haven't seen the next president yet on the stage. John Laboutelier, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Congratulations once again to the Political Insiders. That is a wrap for us. We'll see you tomorrow.
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.